Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, let me grab the headphones. I'll get dialed into the studio. Get these dogs to shut up. Oh, goodness. I better close the window or the neighbors are going to get mad. Hope the guests call in tonight.
Home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to Rated G Radio. This is, obviously, this is Garrett Mill. So I have a brand new intro that I just did in the studio today, and it sounded really, really awesome in the studio, and it sounds like it's very echoey here playing it in the show. Also, it didn't upload the right way. I'm just curious because I selected it as the new intro music, so we'll have to check on that. So hopefully you can hear me okay. I replaced the batteries in my headset today mid-sentence with a client, and my headset went dead and I'm like, hello, 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 and the line's still there. It turns out my headset needed new batteries. But here's this weird thing. I've got this Plantronics headset, which plugs very nicely into my Venture three-line telephone, and I don't think anybody's had a three-line telephone or has a landline in their home anymore, but I do, and I've had this phone for probably 15 years. And in different points in my life, I've needed to have multiple lines for different things that I've been working on, and this is certainly one of them where I have a line for the studio and then a line for other business that I do outside of that. So I have this Plantronics headset connected into the phone, and I think that it sounds great, and then I change the batteries, and then the same setting that I had been using for, you know, months until the batteries died now suddenly doesn't work, and I have to monkey around because I have no clue. But I have to monkey around with the settings on this to get the dial tone to come back so I can hear and talk and all of that fun stuff. And so I've done that tonight, but from at least my end, it sounds very tinny, like, you know, tin canny, tinny. I don't know how else to describe it. So we'll have to see what Mary Lou says when I bring her onto the show right now. And for everybody, we had Mary Lou Monroe-Ray. She was with our show last month, and she's down in Brisbane, Australia. And she always coined the phrase, what happens in Brisbane stays in Brisbane. And we had so much fun and didn't even cover half the stuff that we wanted to talk about. So I begged and pleaded with her. I said, please find time in your schedule to come back on the show. And she has done that today. But it's, you know, it's 5 o'clock California time, 8 o'clock Eastern, but it's 11 a.m. Tuesday morning in Brisbane. So welcome to the show, Mary Lou.
Welcome back, Garrett.
Yay!
I rang the wrong number. I rang the other number. And I went, oh no, where is it?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
You're such a radio host. That's, you know, you do your show.
Yeah.
It's so great to be back and talking to you. I hope this line is clear.
You sound great. How do I sound? From my end, it sounds tinny.
Oh, does it? Oh, no,
yeah.
You sound great to me. I can hear you.
I'm on my
old little Nokia.
I'll have to adjust my headset a little bit just to make sure, because it just sounds weird here. But we could talk about how we each sound on the phone all night, and I know we've got more exciting stuff on the agenda. Let's talk about weather first, since, you know, it's always a fun topic. I've got my Celsius to conversion to Fahrenheit up in front of me right now, and I think you told me that it was about 28 your degrees today.
Yeah.
And that works out to
mostly
about...
mostly sunny today. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so you're in the midst of summertime where you're at. We call it summertime, but your winter is our summer. So you're in the midst of your hot season.
Yeah, we're actually in spring. Spring began on the 1st of September. And as long as I've been here, I still get confused with the seasons, because in Queensland, it's mainly sunny. Brisbane is one of the sunniest places in Australia. We have more sunny days than any other of the cities in Australia. And we have been so busy in the last month, Garrett, I have to tell you. When I told you we had 1.5 million people in Brisbane, we've been very busy, and we're now up to double that, 2.2 million people in Brisbane. So,
wow.
Lucky in the air con. I've got to say, we've doubled our population.
that's quite a feat in a month. Yeah, there you go. Well,
yes,
so for everybody, it's about 28 degrees down in Brisbane today, and that works out to about 83 here in the States. And I know in Huntington Beach, we're right at the same temperature. So earlier today, I was in Long Beach in the recording studio, and coming out and driving back home, I was like, boy, it's a little on the warm side today. You know, and I forget that, you know, here in Southern California, you know, it's usually like 75, 77 degrees. So when it gets up to 80, that sounds crazy, but that 3 degrees does make a difference. But everywhere else in the United States, they're covered in snow.
Wow. Yeah, there's just very strange weather going on around the poor globe. You know, she's trying to balance herself out, our dear Mother Earth.
But I'm telling you.
It was very humid. It was so hot yesterday. I think I actually got a little bit of heat stroke.
Really?
But all I did was, yeah, it was so hot. I had to go out and finish off the yard. We had people doing a sales appraisal on the house because I'm just renting here.
Yep.
I tend to move a bit, but I'm wanting to go somewhere where I can actually settle down. So I may stay here for another 6 months, which is why I asked Tarot Jeff, who does the Tuesday show. He's wonderful, isn't he? He's just so spot on, Jeff.
Oh, my gosh.
And,
not only a great tarot reader, I'm sorry, since you brought him up, I have to plug the show. So if you've never had a tarot reading, whether you believe it or not, you know, it's for entertainment purposes only. We always classify the show that way. But if you want to call in tomorrow night at 10 p.m. East, 7 West, Tarot Jeff is back for an hour. So maybe you have Thanksgiving questions like, should I, you know, deep fry the turkey, or should I put stuffing in its innards, or, you know, whatever.
Put it in the oven.
Yeah, should I put it in the oven? So if you want to ask Tarot Jeff a 3-question, 5-minute read, you can do that tomorrow night. I was just going to say real quick, if you want to call in, I'm going to give you a little secret, because this is people who listen to tonight's show typically are not the same listeners that listen to tomorrow night's show. If you want to get your question answered, the hotline opens 15 minutes before the show starts. So if you want to call in and get in line and get your call screened, I will screen your call and we'll get you in. So that's a little plug for tomorrow. But thank you for that, Mary Lou.
It's a pleasure. He's great. I listen to your show all the time, as you know.
Oh, bless
and
you.
I listen to the feedback and all your interesting guests and Dr. Annie too. We've actually chatted and it's lovely. We've connected on Facebook and she's a wonderful lady, so I'm hoping to get in and actually say hello physically to her. Well,
you
online.
Will love her. She's actually going to be back on the show on Thursday, December 4th, so she'll be back next week.
Fantastic. Well, I'll be tuning in.
There you go. There you go.
Sure.
So let's, besides weather and my other guests, let's talk about you, because that's the real reason we have you here tonight, because you've got a ton of stuff that's been happening. You had a great event that took place this weekend, and I want you to tell everybody all about it.
Oh, that was fantastic. It was the Evolve Psychic and Holistic Expo, and it was a small mini expo, but the energy there was just wonderful. And when I went in to set up, I had to decide where I was going to place myself. And my lovely friend Debbie, who also does the doTERRA essential oils, which I'll talk a little bit about later, because I use that in my healing work, I stood there and I thought, no, this feels right, just here. And at the end of the day, when I looked, we were actually between two big pillars. And for me, November, as I have said, I think on the last show, November is a month very much with the two ones, or like two pillars, if you like. It's like a gateway that opens up where the ancestors or our loved ones that have passed over actually can come through that very fine veil and connect with this. And I've been hearing a lot of messages about people having a song played. One friend of mine had a song come up that was a father singing to a daughter and her dad had passed over. And
oh my gosh.
She'd turn it off, but it just kept popping back on. So they do come through, and this is such a wonderful month of November for all these beautiful things happening. And on the day we had the expo, it's actually a new moon, which is really great for starting new projects, you know, new beginnings of something that you want to sink your teeth into and get very passionate about. And at the moment, we're actually going through Capricorn. And Capricorn likes to be very organized and very grounded in things, but everybody, I think, is feeling this creative excitement, and I really noticed it there at the festival. People are saying, oh, you know, I used to do this artwork and I hadn't done it for a while, but now I'm getting into this again. And so even the practitioners there, we all banded together, and I had to laugh at the end as we were packing up. Somebody started singing Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti from The Sound of Music.
Oh, my gosh.
And then So I started singing the verse that Julie Andrews sang in the music, and then everybody joined in. It was just such a fun day.
Oh, my word.
A lot of people were very interested. There were crystals and jewelry and beautiful artifacts that people had made. And mainly it was a promotional day where we were just, you know, doing what I'm doing now, talking about the work we do, and where we are able to converse with people, and then they could book in or they can come and get a treatment wherever you work from, or go online and shop or whatever everybody had set up. But it was a lovely day. The energy was great. There was so much love and that connection, that oneness. I loved it. And all my friends listening that were there too, they'd be nodding. It was a real day of realization too. It really opened up a lot of things for people. So the magic day. I love doing festivals. So, it's great to meet other people and what they do.
How many people were there?
Oh, they wandered in and out all day. So
it was steady for you then.
Small,
that's good.
But I got a few people that'll be coming to my clinic and were very interested from different walks of life. I have a couple of nurses that were very interested in what I do. So especially kinesiology and the traditional Chinese medicine. So, and as well, I do remedial massage, and I've done counseling, more holistic counseling and spiritual sort of advisory, to sort of help people on their pathway, their journey, because I can sometimes go and see where they are. And I sort of help them track.
And so, Mary Lou, can I ask you a question?
Sometimes, like in the last show, we set things that we do to, because they feel familiar, we sometimes frightened of change. So it's about, directing and pulling your energy back in and bringing your focus back to yourself and finding those answers within yourself and sticking and setting goals and finding out what those blocks are within you that maybe those patterns don't work for you anymore, because we're needing to change, we're needing to move forward. So that's what I like to help people do.
I've got a question for you. So, and if we talked about this before, this is just, again, to rehash for everybody who's tuning in new, or, you know, sometimes people listen to other shows, so I always like to kind of have the guests kind of, you know, give a history of where their background has come from. How did you discover that you had a knack for the healing arts, and how has that changed your life?
I think I was about 9 years old, and I remember my parents, may have spoken about this before, but my parents were getting ready to go to church. We used to go to the United Church of Canada because that's where I was born, and I lived till I was about 16, and then I came to Australia. And I've been here ever since. So I walked out and something happened to me. I remember just standing there, and it's like the whole world had frozen before me, and I felt like I was just observing, that I was outside of it, just observing, and everything kind of stopped. And I thought, oh, gee, things aren't like they seem, you know. And I went to talk to the minister of our church about it, because it had, you know, really spoken to me. You know, I was quite moved. I'd never seen anything like that before. You know, you're just a kid, you play, you eat, you know, things like that.
Right.
And so I asked him what had happened, but he couldn't really answer. In a way, and I remember looking into his eyes and feeling his energy, and I thought, oh, you've never experienced anything like this. And I thought, okay, I need to find out answers for myself. And I remember going to, what's that, big evangelist, Billy Graham?
Sure.
And, yeah, there were thousands of people in this huge, gigantic marquee. And my parents and my brother and myself went along to that. And I remember hearing my name being called. And I stood up and I said, oh, I have to go. And I was about 11 years old. And my father's like, Mary Lou, sit down. There are too many people here. Just sit down. And I said, no, I'm sorry. I have to go. I'm being called. And I walked forward. And it wasn't because of Billy Graham and whatever he spoke about at the time. It was more that I heard another voice calling me, who was Jesus. And I have worked with him. Now, I don't consider myself to be a devout Christian or anything, because I've traveled far too long in my life to know that there is a lot more to things than just rigid doctrines or things that we follow. And that's just been my journey. I've certainly had many lifetimes in this one. But they are there, that his energy and his vibration and Mother Mary, I work with them quite often. It's just the most loving, compassionate, unconditional love that you could ever imagine. And he's very real to me, and I remember accepting him into my life. And I did write something that time when, a few years ago now, I wrote something, because I went through, you know, we go through our own stages of wondering why we're here, what our purpose is, because we do get challenged and we do come out of these triumphs. And that's pretty much why I wrote my first book, to help people find that beautiful light and that spark of light within themselves, because, you know, we have everything that we need within. We co-create with, whether you want to call it God, the universe, divine source, whatever resonates with that person and their own belief systems, it rings true for them. And but, you know, I have somewhere, I believe there is some Native American connection in my family. I have tried to trace it, but I think I've been archived back home, and I can't even find my father's birth and death record. So I know I do exist. I did tell them that when I had to, when I applied for my citizenship here in Australia, and I said, I know I exist. And he said, you're lucky we're refurbishing everything. But he believed me. I was sent right in front of him. So that was good. I just love organization. But I was probably about 28, and I was always aware I'd sometimes see things as a teenager or a young child, but I didn't really think of it. I just thought it was part of life. But when I probably got to about 28, I seemed to counsel people from a very early age, from about 13. They would always come after school. They'd come and talk to me, and I would just guide them, give them this guidance and help them on their journey. And then somebody would ring up and I'd be talking to them on the phone, and I'd say, yes, but this is what he actually said to you. And I'd tell them, and I said, but you react like this. And they go, how do you know that? And I said, I don't know. I just feel it. I just hear it. And I said, it's like this heightened awareness. And that's when I really started to search for what all of this was about. And I've been, yeah, doing things ever since. And as much as I love being a singer too, because I think music is one of the key healing points in our life, it just seems to connect everything. It has a certain sound and harmonizing vibration. You can look at it scientifically through quantum physics with the different hertz and frequencies that actually trigger things in our mind, and plants respond to music. You know, it's a very powerful key of healing, is sound and color. And I'm very big on that. And kinesiology touches on that at times. And when you meditate and go through the chakras and work through those energy fields, it's all there. It's all very vibrational, because we are vibration. Everything is moving at a certain speed or frequency. Even the planets turn in their orbit at a certain frequency. So, and we work that way too. You know, it's amazing. We're just amazing beings, and this is an amazing planet to be on and to be part of at this time, while everything is changing and evolving at the moment. So,
kind of makes your head spin a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah. And, you know, I'm seeing miracles all the time, and people connecting, and the aha moment and these realizations, because it is time for that change, and we have to let go of this path of fear and suffering. And, you know, there are things happening around the world, and those things are meant to happen. It's now time for us to shift in that way of thinking. I believe, even though I have referred to our planet Earth as Mother Earth, because she's always very loving and she sustains us with the oxygen and all of nature that she brings to us through our healing herbs and the plants and the flowers and all her natural medicines and foods that she provides to sustain us. But we also, I also think it's beginning to reverse a little bit, where it's turning more into the Father Earth, where he's protecting this mother, because it's more, we're coming into this very goddess energy, this feminine energy is growing, which is very nurturing, and that creativity is coming. So we're really wanting to get into new projects, and we're really starting to embrace our talents and our gifts, and learning how to shine again, I guess. Yeah, and being true to ourselves, aligning with who we really feel and know we are inside. You know, we have to stop listening to that external chatter so much that has driven us. And as much as the male energy is so much needed, because it's like the father protector, it's our skill, it's our determination, it's our courage, it's that warrior energy, but we also need to balance it with the female of the compassion now, and the understanding, and that connectedness, and that oneness to bring harmony back. And I think when people are so used to hanging on to things, and quite often we don't like change, we sometimes have been, you know, taught very early, oh, don't do that, don't be silly. You know, there's certain things that stay with us, you know, all that sort of talk that we heard growing up. And a lot of it's very positive for children and for people, but some of it could have been very negative. And it blocks us from moving forward, from believing in ourselves. And that's why I love using the modalities I do, because it helps to peel away the onion layers, and it helps us to get back into that core of stripping away the armor we build up and this personality we build to try and create an image to feel accepted, and just come back to our true essence, our true core of who we are. Because we've come in with these beautiful gifts, where these you look at babies and they're just, everybody's just, oh, you know, and they're just so delighted and they can't wait to hold them, and they love all the gurgles and the sparkly eyes, and because that's who we are, that's really who we are. And we need to sort of break through all these illusions or disillusionment that we've built, and, you know, to overprotect ourselves sometimes and come back into what our heart desires. And what we kind of really know works for us inside. And sometimes, you know, these last few months we've had to dig deep to strip away all of that and to really probe to go, well, what makes me happy? Where do I want to be? You know, where do I want to work where I feel happy, where I feel accepted, and I'm around people that think like I do and feel like I do? So we've had to work through a lot of this through Scorpio and, you know, bringing out the truth, literally, so we can start to really bring in the life that we want to live.
And well, Mary Lou, I'm going to...
whole big
I want to ask you a question here, because
sure.
You are such an enlightened person, and you have such a bright spirit about you. When you are working with people, okay. Is there, like, a typical process you go through with a person that you're working with to help strip away these layers? I mean, is it something they come in and take a pill and then they go home and they're magically better? Or what's kind of the routine? Well, you know, I have to ask you to explain it.
Yeah,
still.
No, that's fine. It's funny because I suppose I am very tuned into people's energies. When I work with them, I might start off just by speaking to them, and people tend to tell you what's wrong, but they love to tell you what's going on in their lives and what they're not happy about. So I try and work with that. Now, they'll either come in with a structural problem, which is like maybe pain in the body or something they're holding, and they don't understand, I've done nothing to do this. You know, I haven't overstrained myself. So I go through maybe a series of questioning. And I usually get people to fill out a questionnaire as well, so I know a little bit about their history and their medical history, if they're on any form of medication, things like that. But for each person, I find they have a little recipe of their own. And because the body tends to hold everything in its cellular memory, everything we've ever done to ourselves, especially things like trauma, things that really hurt us, even triumphs we've had, that we tend to hang on to the stuff that's more painful. And the body will actually tell you where it's holding it, which is why I like using kinesiology. So kinesiology is about using muscle testing, which is creating a circuit from the brain. So if you think about it, if you go to pick up a book, your brain sends out little messages through the nervous system into the muscles that have to act to, if you were to analyze how you, the movements needed and what muscles were involved for you to be able to pick up that book. We don't really think about it. We just see it and we want to pick it up. But so that circuit, those messages have to go through to the muscles to be able to do certain things. So when we use the kinesiology, we pick one muscle that we make an indicator and we kind of make it like an active circuit, and we can test. So we will get somebody to hold their arm, and if there's an imbalance or something that the body doesn't like, that it doesn't feel it's in harmony with, it will actually feel weakened and the person actually won't be able to hold their arm up. And we don't do it too hard, you know, it's like 2 pounds of pressure, well, not even 2 pounds of pressure. It's like you push with two fingers down, and you don't have to do it very far. You can actually feel when there's a shift in that muscle, if there's a change. So what I might do is check, we start off with what we call a 14 muscle balance. So they're grouped with certain particular muscle groups that, how can I put this? Okay. In the Chinese, they have five elements: fire, water, earth, wood, and metal. So in those, they have these meridian energy lines. And within those meridians, there's particular muscle groups, there's particular organs that are associated with it, and there's specific times that they work on what they call the Shen cycle. So, like earth will feed, you know, one creates the next group, if you like. And in the earth element, you usually have the spleen and the stomach. One's yin and one's yang. So, okay. If anything is emotional in the body, usually that ends up in the stomach, or it might be associated somehow being triggered by something that's happened in the heart. So, you know, if somebody's under a lot of stress or they've had an emotional upset, the body will tell you where it's not happy. It just indicates it for me. But we can do particular testing to actually get it more specific, whether it's, you know, a nerve's pinched or whether it's an allergy from food that's upsetting the stomach. So there's actually quite a lot of questioning that you have to do to get down to specifics with people. But the Chinese medicine and kinesiology work. Chinese medicine is very specific, and the kinesiology was developed between physiotherapy and certain movements, and based on, pardon me, the Chinese meridian energy and the elements that they use. We also can do tongue diagnosis as well. So there's parts
and
of the tongue
that,
that indicate. well, on the tongue, on the sides of the tongue, there's the liver and the gallbladder. At the back is the kidneys. The stomach and spleen are sort of in the middle of the tongue. And the heart is on the tip of the tongue, and the lungs are a little bit further back. And I think I'm missing one. But anyway, if the tongue, say, has a big crack in the center of it, quite often that's too much heat in the stomach area. So people might be eating too many hot foods. But, you know, there's all different things. Sometimes there's little cracks, and sometimes they check the coating of the tongue, which, you know, maybe they're having their spleen's not, the tongue might be quite coated, you know, for some people. And there's a natural coating to protect it. But, you know, we just see from different things by doing that diagnosis where there might be a problem in the body. And we try and bring that harmony back, for the yin and the yang to balance itself out. So we have that homeostasis, that balance back in the body. And if it's an emotional thing, I check the chakras. I muscle test and check the chakras to see if something's out of balance. But intuitively, when I'm working, I can already see what's happening in people. And quite often, like I said, they will tell you. So I might use the Australian bushflower essences, and I'm very excited because I just became a liquid crystal practitioner. I've done level one.
Oh, my gosh.
And I want
Mary Lou, make sure we talk about that next. I don't know anything about it, and I'm fascinated. Oh, by the way, a real quick note to anybody who wants to call in tonight. We're taking your calls live. We're live until 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or noon Brisbane time. And the hotline is 323-657-1493. We're going to be taking calls the last 15 minutes of the show. So if you are in or if you've already dialed in, hang tight because we will get to you. But we're going to chat just a little bit more with Mary Lou Monroe-Ray, our resident expert of all things in Brisbane, Australia. She is live with us today.
You sweet. I have to tell you, though, Garrett, what's going on in Brisbane, because you'll love this, being in Hollywood, my friend, we have got at the Museum of Brisbane costumes from the golden age of Hollywood.
Really?
And they're being, they're at the City Hall from the 22nd of November up until the 25th of May in 2015. And it's a Brisbane-based collector, Nicholas Inglis, and he spent two decades acquiring some of the most iconic costumes you've seen in your favorite Hollywood films. So the outfits, people like Judy Garland, Grace Kelly, Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, Lucille Ball, Elizabeth Taylor, Bette Davis, and Marlon Brando. So, you know, it's going to be a worthwhile thing. So if people want to find that, they can actually go to the Brisbane City Council and have a look at what's happening in Brisbane as well. But I thought, being in Hollywood, you would just love that.
Oh, my gosh, that's totally... Well, and I'm going to tell you, I'm a little stalky today, which means that I've been checking out the brisbanetimes.com.au. So I've been checking out all the entertainment news that's happening locally. And, you know, you get a lot of crazy things happening. But that's always been... That's kind of fun to go check out what's happening down under.
Yeah, well, it's a very multicultural city. And, you know, I think it's kind of like a big country town. It's not as big a metropolis as Melbourne and Sydney, but it still just lends for, you know, it's very family oriented, but there's a lot of music and restaurants. And since we had the expo in 1988, they've tried to keep that up with events and activity because it really brought the city together. And a lot of, and you know, there's nothing like cultural diversity, and you can find it here as well as in Melbourne too. But yeah, it's very
well, you're a major city, so you can say you're not as big as Melbourne or Sydney, but you've got 2.5 million people that live in Brisbane, so that's huge in my book.
We're the third biggest, we're the third biggest, And I like it. It's a pretty city. It's some of them, you know, say it's a quaint city. So, but you'll have to come out and visit us.
I am so down with that. Now, I need to tell you, though, that when I come to visit, I need to come to visit you at this time of year because I like the warmer weather. If you have me come in our summertime, your wintertime, I would be freezing and would not enjoy that because I need to be in a bathing suit.
Okay. Yes. Well, it is sunny in Huntington, or where you are in Los Angeles, because
it's beautiful.
I love the beach, too. I need to be near the elements. So, yes, I loved your post. And when you said you're stalky, I saw that pumpkin pie you had on your page, Garrett. I'll teach you a few things about the amount of cream you have.
I don't even know where I found that picture, but it was making the rounds with a lot of folks here. And if you haven't seen it, you can go to my Facebook page. And if we're not friends, just friend me and I'll accept it. But it's under The Garrett Miller on Facebook. Somebody posted a picture over the weekend of a mountain of whipped cream. And, of course, it's, you know, like from the spray can or whatever. So it's all very beautifully decorated. And you slice away the whipped cream, and underneath it, it's this kind of like 1-inch by 1-inch square of ice cream, of pumpkin pie. And it says, the caption is, the proper way to eat pumpkin pie. And I must concur, that is exactly how I would love to eat it. I love pumpkin pie, but, you know, give me some whipped cream and you're not going to turn me away.
Well, you've had Thanksgiving Is that coming? No, you've had Thanksgiving, have
no,
you?
No, Thanksgiving is this Thursday. It's late for us this year, so we're excited.
Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I had a the one I was going to read to you about the Good Red Road, because I decided, I had everything in my notes. Silly me.
Well, so read it. I'd love to hear what you have.
Really? Okay. Well, this is called The Good Red Road. So it goes, walk in beauty and with grace upon our sacred Mother Earth. Be mindful of each step you take with love and peace in your heart. Feel the connection deep in the root of all things grown within her body. Reach for all things that you can see within your grasp, as far as the stars that shine. In your place of power, stand beneath the full moon of Grandmother with hope and faith for the next cycle's return. In your place of power, stand beneath Grandfather's sun for the renewal of each day and what it will bring to you. Be grateful for each day you breathe the air that is clean. Be grateful for each day that the water you drink is pure. Be grateful for each day the soil beneath your feet is nourished with nutrients to grow what sustains you. Be grateful for each day that the wind touches your face to foretell of changes coming into your life. Be grateful for each day for the fires that burn with life and spark to keep you warm in the cold. Be grateful for the smoke of the sacred fires to lift your prayers for creation to witness and hear within the sound of that silence. Life is a sacred journey. Treat the earth as she treats you. When she rumbles and shifts, listen to her heart and remember to send her love and gratitude that she deserves. Walk in beauty, respect, and grace all the days of your life. Good journey, my friends. And that's what I wrote. And that's, for me, I'm grateful for every day that I've been given this life.
That's powerful.
That's just a little
Okay, we have to talk. I mean, you and I could talk for like 100 hours in a row and never take a break, and we'd be totally fine. So I just need to make sure I stay on track today. So we've got about 8 minutes left before we're going to jump to the phone lines here. So I want you to talk about your writing. But before we do that, so I don't forget, tell me about your liquid crystal certification that you got. What is it? Why is it hot? And what do people need to know about it?
Okay. Well, I'm allowed to only say a few things about it because it's like a vibrational healing, a vibrational energy remedy, if you like. So the liquid crystals are actually from the actual crystals of the earth. And Justin Mojica Asar has brought them through. He's like the keeper of this knowledge. So they're made from the earth's metals, minerals, and crystals. They are change facilitators. They help in healing the spiritual, emotional, mental, and thus any physical imbalance. So they're very, very powerful. They're quite transformative. I think they work very quickly with assimilating in the body, sometimes with and I know John Odlum, who I love his work, and I love the show he did because he just speaks of the essential oils so beautifully as well. His are the Earth Wisdom essential oils, but I work with doTERRA oils, and they're very specific and pure as well. And, you know, we can respond in our bodies because aromatherapy works with the olfactory, where we smell and it will trigger things in the memory. And by putting it on the body, because I do aroma touch massage as well, where we do 8 layers of the essential oils. Now, even still, when I make up a liquid crystal for someone, it too will address the needs of that physical body, or whether it's an emotional or a mental block or something like that, or just to clear something out. It will actually work in with the essential oil because they too have their own essential oil associated. So it could be very empowering again for that person to really speed that healing up. And the doTERRA oils as well are 100% pure, and we just love Dr. Hill. He's just the most beautiful man with the biggest heart. And the whole organization is about just helping people, you know, come into that oneness, come into that heart space again, because this is what we're needing to do. And all these things are from the earth, and they're all derived there, which she has gifted us for so long. You know, I'm not a big fan of pharmaceuticals, but there are some people who, I suppose, have needed them. You know, there's surgeries that have just created miracles. There are miracles everywhere in certain fields. I certainly wouldn't deny that. But it's nice to be able to bring both the Western and Eastern medicines, or even the ancient medicines, back into this to help the body get to where it needs to be. Because we really do have a blueprint that's there already in our body, and it's just opening up that memory and actually giving it what it needs so it can come back to that state of being. You know, and it's happened. I beat cancer years ago, and I've never looked back. And I never had chemo. I never had radiation therapy. I said, no, thank you. My constitution is very strong. And I've walked down a very natural path. But mine was sort of an emotional association, which is also related to teeth and things and what we hold in the spine. There's so much I could talk about, but, you know, you'd need 100
shows. This just means you're going to have to come back again.
I hope so. I'd love to come back. I always love being on your show.
So, yeah. Okay, so Mary Lou, about going back to the crystals real quick, is this liquid crystals, is it something that you would purchase like an essential oil through somebody like yourself, or how do you get liquid crystals, and how do you do your research to figure out which is something that you might like?
Okay. Well, what I'd like to do is give you the address, the web address, which is www.theliquidcrystals.com. So theliquidcrystals.com. That's all lowercase. You can take yourself to the site, and what it has there, it'll talk a little bit about, because these are quite ancient remedies. So, but you can learn all about that on Justin's site.
Oh, cool. Here it is.
And the whole family. Yep. And there's little tools. Now, you can go into tools and bring the drop bar down to how to select my crystal remedy. Now, if there's specific things going on with, like, someone's in crisis or maybe there's been an illness or something, then really you need to talk to a practitioner. And there are very much advanced practitioners. I'm so keen to get back in and do the next course for the advanced one. So I'm not really the person to speak to about this. I'd rather... they go to the site, or I know that Justin's just got Llewellyn books now. They've just released his Oracle cards, which I've had for about 10 years, and they're online on the online store. You're able to buy them. You can purchase them as a member, or you could actually maybe, if you're in Australia, you could do the course. I'm not sure what he's doing about overseas people, but you can certainly send a question along to their email address. All the information is there on the site. And he has just brought the most wonderful gift here from this ancient healing that he's brought through. And it took him 15 years to finally allow it to come out. So he started this back in 1985, I think it was, he said. And, you know, he was just the perfect person to do it. He's a very, very special man. And I'm just thrilled to be part of it, because I know this is just really, this is so pertinent to this time that we are moving through at this moment. So everybody's been feeling big shifts. You can't, even if you don't believe it, you certainly would feel a lot of changes and how things are speeding up at the moment for everyone. So, you know, I recommend working with essences, and the bush flower essences or bark flower essences, if that really helps to, as we were saying before, to help break some of those patterns and those blocks. I think the bush flowers would probably be more transitional and gentler for somebody who's never experienced this. But if you're pretty in tune with things, I think you'd enjoy the liquid crystal. I would start off probably with one, a single one, or actually you can go into how to select my crystals and put your birth name in, the name you were given at birth, your first name, and you can do a life path reading, and you can subscribe to it. It'll tell you to subscribe, and you can actually purchase it online to try it, or you can go through a practitioner if it's something very specific. that you need to have addressed for your family or for yourself.
This is fun. Okay, yep. I'm going to have to do that offline because otherwise we'll talk about that. Real quick, I want to spend a couple minutes about your writing, and then we're going to get to a listener call here. Yeah, tell me what you're working on from a writing perspective.
Okay, well, I've finished my book, which is called Let Your True Self Light Up the World. And a lot of that was about, how to shine, how to come out of this negative thinking, this negative patterning, and coming back into that oneness space and really accepting and shining your light, because we really are these beautiful beings of light. And that is what is going to shift in the world, for peace to start within. When it starts in your heart, and you have that mind, and you connect with everything around you, and all these things we've been talking about today will help get you to that place, that beautiful place. And the other book I wrote was actually a journey I had with some whales, which is very much about the Atlantean, Lemurian energies, and I call them the sacred record keepers. And they're certainly starting to sing their songs around the world to help us remember who we are. And I more or less was listening to their singing and went into this very deep meditation, and out of that came a book. But I will bring that out a little bit later. So the current book I'm starting to write again is more about the interconnectedness in relationships, because I'm finding a lot of people that are in relationships or in business partnerships, they seem to need guidelines and principles. So I'm trying to help do that, because I do relationship counseling as well, or just the relationship with yourself. So that's what I call my journey plan. So if they went to my website at Earth Touch Holistic Healing. Yes, it's a mouthful, but you can copy-paste, as Garrett says, and get there right quick. But that's, it shows everything that I do, and that's the kind of journey planning. I help people find their path again, by helping them create a sacred space for themselves and to create the goals that they want to achieve. And I've seen it work. I've seen people change their lives. And this isn't just things I've had. This is through my own journey. This is what I am bring divinely through from, Creator, from all the beings. And it's not really woo-woo stuff. It's very ancient stuff, and we have to realize that we've always been part of it. And now it's time to remember and awaken. So these are all the tools that help us.
Do you think part of the challenge that people have about the fact that it's, ancient or Eastern is having to do with, some of the business, and I'm going to just call it the way I feel, and if you don't like it, listeners, I'm sorry, but the propaganda that we're provided by a lot of the medical community. That's not to say that, doctors aren't important and medicine's not important and all that, because they absolutely have a place. But I think that we are unfortunately fed a diet of pharmaceutical baloney about you need this pill to do this because it's going to help our bottom line. And at the end of the day, they have no interest in keeping people healthy. They have interest in keeping people medicated.
Yes. And I see some of these beautiful elderly folk, and, that didn't work, so the doctor put me onto this one. And honestly, I've seen, because I started off as a nurse and I actually moved away from that because I knew that wasn't for me. I believe very much in the natural part of our body, because we are such an amazing organism that has defense mechanisms to know when to stop if something's too heavy, so you don't tear muscles. We just do it. And everything that we've been given through mother's milk when we were nurtured as babies to the food we get from the earth is all that we have, all that we need to change. And some of these synthetic things can take a long time to get out of the system, but it can be done. Sometimes, a lot of the metaphysical problems are emotionally based, emotionally driven, because we've just been taught so many things, to be fearful of. Mm-hmm. And that's not the world that I see. And a lot of these synthetic things, honestly, if I took a lovely elderly person and gave them a shake, I certainly hear them, you know, I could use them as a shaker, really, because of all the pills, they give them 20 different things. And
right.
they, but there'll be some side effects. They end up like zombies. They
right.
can get depressed.
All the other side effects.
Yeah. But not to say that there are some wonderful surgeons
right,
that
right,
they're
right.
just miraculous surgery and things. I'm not displacing that. But I just think if you can wean yourself off some things and actually try some of the naturopathic ways. And a lot of it really gets down to basics. It's like change your diet, change
mm-hmm.
your habits of more rest, more sleep, more play. Like get out and most of our illnesses are really created through so much stress, this push to try and achieve, and I have to be better than somebody else, and, you know, I have to have all the fancy things because they have, you know, I mean, a lot of that's phasing out now, too, because we are becoming more individual. But, you know, go natural. Start back there and just see if it makes it. Just try it, at least for a few weeks. I mean, there might be things there that take a bit longer for some people. It just depends where you're at and where your physical health is at or your mental state of mind or, you know, whatever it is, however you perceive the world to be. But if you start going and trying some of these natural things, it's not going to happen overnight. You actually have to actively do some work and take some part in it.
There's not a magic pill.
And you have to be willing. Well, you're the magic pill. You just have to realize it, because certain affirmations people do sometimes, if your body knows that you don't believe it because you've got something buried somewhere deep in the subconscious, somewhere in your cellular memory, then you need to open that up. And I think that's what people are being challenged by at the moment, because it's bringing up a lot of stuff they didn't want to have to believe. And that's the disillusionment. Like if you can just go with it and look at it for what it is to say, okay, maybe I need to change my attitude. Maybe I'm really not being honest with myself, and maybe I'm not really taking care of myself as best as I can. You know, maybe I'm not really committing to myself or, you know, being vigilant enough. So it's that's what I try and help people do, is put goals there for them to achieve, because we can change. Everything changes. Everything is always moving forward and going somewhere.
Well, Mary Lou, let's
stays.
Move forward. And
yeah.
let's take a call here real quick.
Oh, I know, we're running out of time.
Yeah, a little bit of that, too.
So
caller, thanks for waiting so long. I appreciate your patience. And you are live with Mary Lou if you'd like to ask her a question. Caller, are you still there?
Oh, maybe not.
Maybe
I answered the question. I'm sorry. I know.
No, that's okay. Well, sometimes that's the way it goes for the show. So I always, you know, saw the caller in there for a little bit. Just a real quick refresher, the website for you is earthtouchholistichealing.com.au, correct?
Yes, that's correct. Yep.
Okay, there we go.
And
so,
find me on,
and I'll put a link to that
on
my Facebook page as well. So if you are listening tonight and are in the chat room, I've put the link there. But if you want to see the website for Mary Lou, you can actually go to my Facebook page under the show link for tonight, and I'll put that there. So if you want to go visit Mary Lou and her clinic, you can actually do that. Well, now that we don't have a caller to contend with, let's get back to your writing a little bit. So you are doing a book that you've been working on, and then but you're repicking it back up. So how is that process going for you?
It's going well, and it probably triggered off to get that project happening again, because I've been doing some couple counseling, and a lot of people have been sort of wanting to meet their partner as well. But a lot of that journey has to always come back to the self. So it does tie in with the first book, but I will probably expand more into the second one with how to actually, without making demands on your partner, how to actually give you guidelines and some preferences so that you're not trying to change your partner. It's really that we have to change ourselves, and it's about that acceptance and that love. It's not me versus you. You know, it should be a unified partnership and equality in love, where you both, when you come together, it's that fusion, and you can just create so much more. It's just seeing the gifts of that person. But a lot of people are connecting with the ones they're meant to be with. you know, it's been a very interesting year. I think once you get it right in here in yourself, I think then you start to attract the kind of life that you want. When you really love yourself and you value yourself and you see your own self-worth, I think that's when you start to bring the love of the person you would like to have, the love of your work comes through. It's all about that passion that we need to, you know, reignite and refire. So, you know, I have a little thing that I like to say. It's like connecting with you, within yourself. It's about delivering what it is you want to do. When you figure that out, by engaging in it, it awakens you so that you can make those shifts, and then you start to manifest your dreams. And you do that by being truthful and honest with yourself and through a loving foundation. And that's why I've written my books, because people respond to love so much more. Love is a creator, whereas fear tends to diminish, and it suppresses us, and it pushes us into a corner, into a hole, and then we feel like we're separate from all of life. And we're not separate. We're all part of this together. You know, this is what I call our family of humanity, or with the animals too. And you're a beautiful pet lover. You're beautiful dogs. I just love them. They're so gorgeous. But you know, they're our friends, and they teach us to be our best friend. You know, or they teach us how to really like cats are just. I'll come to you when I'm ready. They teach you about self-respect. So does a skunk, for that matter. You know, it's like, oh, I'll let you pat me when I feel like it, you know. So they teach us balance in our lives and about affection and
okay,
appreciation.
Okay, so Mary Lou, if cats teach us about balance, what do dogs teach us then? Because I'm crazy about the dogs.
Yeah, I believe dogs are about being your own best friend. Be the best friend to you. They are so loyal. You know, despite our human shortcomings at times, they just still love us. They just think we're the best. And all they want to teach us is that love and affection and sharing and you know, just go with it. Just sit there. I can see your dog sitting there when it's resting, and it's aware that you're there. But, you know, when something happens, they want to protect you. And they'll, you know, the doorbell will ring, and they're up barking, protecting their territory, protecting you. And, you know, they just, people that have said they've been hurt or injured or something, you know, these animals just will go and do whatever they can to get attention, to get help for you. You couldn't ask for a better friend, you know. But we also have to be able to learn to do that for ourselves. We do. And I just love all animals. They're here to bring balance back to the world.
They just bring so much joy, you know, and so anytime I run into people or clients, you know, and of course they, you know, they have dogs or something like that, I'm usually more interested in their relationship with the dog or what type of dog or dogs they have than, you know, the actual appointment itself,
yeah.
Which, you know, it's just, but people who, I don't know, this is me and this is a whole different show altogether, but people who love animals are just, they're different. I don't want to say they're a different breed of human, but they really are. They just have a different connectivity.
Yes, they do, because animals, all animals are so connected with the earth, the elements. You know, they pick things up long before we do, because I think a lot of us have spent too much time in the mental faculty,
mm-hmm.
too much in the head space, overthinking and getting overwhelmed and overstressing and over going over and over and over things. So you're like on this merry-go-round. It's like, woo, get off, come back into your heart space, breathe into that heart. I did a little trick with the girls at the expo where you do little points just under the collarbone, and it actually stimulates the right and left brain, and there's a little point, your baby spot, on the top of your head, and when we feel a bit stressed we can just gently hold that spot and breathe in, and it actually starts to calm people down. And also if you have a bit of a fright, sometimes if you tap just on the breastplate, it's actually the thymus, and it'll stimulate the thyroid gland, which, you know, really helps to calm us down too if we get a bit anxious. So, you know, the body's amazing. It has these little circuits in the body, these energy meridians of energy where that life energy just flows through. And when it's blocked, it tells you, but we can fix it through lymphatic points, acupuncture points, or we can fix it through neurovascular points to help bring it back to balance. We have everything in every system that we need to heal ourselves. You know, sometimes it's gone too far for some people and they might have a longer trek, and sometimes, you know, their energy, their time here is, you know, I can't predict when their time will be here. That's what they've chosen to do as a soul when they've come through here. But, you know, there's a lot of young kids that are, you know, taking their lives, and which is very sad to see, because they need direction. They need us to be a family. And the thing is, they don't realize is they go between worlds. And in the next world that you enter into, you know, you've got work to do too. So the more wonderful things you do for yourself and that you give back to the earth and first to yourself, so you actually understand how to love yourself. Because when you learn to love yourself, then you can truly love another or truly love an animal and really respect it and walk with that integrity. But it always comes back to the self. It always starts here. And whatever it is you feed, if you feed fear, that fear will grow. If you feed love, that love will grow and it will shift things. It's really just that simple. You know, it's a very simple principle, but most things in life are very accurate and very simplistic.
And with that, Mary Lou, guess what?
It's time.
It's
the midnight hour. Midday.
Oh, my gosh. So, everybody, our special guest today has been Mary Lou Monroe-Ray, live from Brisbane, Australia. And, again, as she always says, what happens in Brisbane stays in Brisbane. If you'd like to get more information, I've put links to both her website and her Facebook fan page on the show link for tonight. If you go to my Facebook page, yep, you'll actually see both pages there. You can go and take a look. And I just from an enjoyment standpoint, Mary Lou, I'm going to ask you to come back in January. I guess we offline we'll talk about a December date, but I think December is pretty much booked already. So we'll be talking about coming back in January after the new year and ways to make your world a better place. Any last thoughts, Mary Lou, before I let you go today?
Any last thoughts? This is coming now. We're moving into a time of creative projects. So I want you to, we're in Sagittarius, the fire sign, the horse, you know. So I want you to gallop in there. I want you to ignite that passion. Start your projects that you've been putting off on the side. Fire up your passion and your creativity. Have fun with it. And as I say, dive in and start to live. And, you know, I do consultations on Skype too, which I'm beginning. So that's another way that I can help.
Let's promote that real quick, though, too. So tell everybody all the stuff that you do. So that way, if they want to get a hold of you, they can. And also, if you want them to get you on your username, let them know what that is as well.
Okay. Well, it might be best so that I know, because I do get a lot of people on Facebook that I don't know who they are and how did you find me? And I don't know if they're people that have listened to your show.
Gotcha.
They email me and say they'd like, you know, a consultation. I have PayPal set up so I can actually work out a date on Skype where we can talk. If it's easier if you're overseas or interstate. Obviously, you can't fly here and have a session with me, but it is a way to do it. And, you know, we'll be on video or audio, whichever is easier, and we can have a session that way so I can help you on your journey. So if you do that, we can book a time in, and I'll give you the link and on the date to set, and we can go from there.
So how should people contact you?
Well, just at my Gmail
on the website,
address,
fill out the
Earth Touch Holistic Healing at gmail.com.
Easy, Earth Touch Holistic Healing at gmail.com. Also, you can go to our website and just fill out the contact information and do that too. Mary Lou, have a terrific afternoon and enjoy your warm weather, and then we will chat offline, and you have a terrific afternoon.
Oh, you too, Garrett. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you, listeners. I'm so sorry you didn't get a call in, but guess what? We'll be doing that. I promise
we'll be back.
I'll answer your questions. Okay, see ya.
Thanks, Mary Lou. Have a great day. Bye. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.